Have you visited the extremely popular Statesboro Main Street Farmers Market yet this season? Each Saturday morning, local farmers and artisans bring their locally grown and made wares to the pavilion behind Visit Statesboro so Bullitt County residents can stock up for their week ahead. You may be on the lookout for something specific to use in a recipe you want to make, or you may prefer to just wander and see what kind of produce or product catches your eye and go from there. We sent Brandon on a mission to do the latter. Enjoy what he came up with, and consider trying your own version soon. First things first. Good afternoon, GC friends. Second, I've entered my salad era. I love salads. I absolutely love them. And yes, I know how uncool that sounds to declare openly to the world that salads are life. But these days, especially, I would unapologetically pick a salad over an assorted spread of well-cooked meats in a heartbeat. No, I don't have any dietary restrictions. Yes, I respect and support the meat industry. No, I've not fully committed to a completely vegan lifestyle. And yes, I totally appreciate veganism. The truth is that I just love salads, friends. But even more so than salads, I love convenience. For my busy lifestyle, I must have it. It is the ultimate requirement for my workaholic well-being, and that's where mason jars come into play. How versatile, how practical, and how irresistible. So what do you get when you pair my love of salads with mason jar convenience? A quick, mason jar lunch salad. How perfect. You can make them ahead and take them along to suit your busy schedule. Fast food is easy, of course, but who doesn't love something bright and fresh for a midday pick-me-up? Now recently, I took a quick trip to the Statesboro Farmers Market and purchased a ton of fresh green kale and green onions from Poor Robin Gardens in Sylvania, Georgia. I picked up some local wildflower honey from the Creator's Garden, based in Metter, as well. All of these local gems were set to play starring roles in my salad. Then I took it home, zapped it all together, and decided to share it with you as my quick mason jar lunch salad with a honey Dijon vinaigrette. Brandon's quick mason jar salad with honey Dijon vinaigrette. Ingredients: salad, -3 mason jars kale, -1/2 tablespoon olive oil, for frying, green leaf lettuce, cherry tomatoes, green onions, parmesan cheese, shaved additional, optional add-ins, brown rice pasta, chicken breast, cooked and diced dressing, -3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon rice wine vinegar, -1/4 teaspoon Italian seasoning, -1/2 teaspoon lemon juice, 1 tsp honey, 1 tsp Dijon mustard, -1/2 teaspoon garlic, minced salt and pepper. Directions: boil pasta according to package instructions, and or cook brown rice to package instructions. Set aside. Cook chicken. Set aside. Chop a handful each of green leaf lettuce, kale, and green onions. Next, have a handful of cherry tomatoes. Set aside. Put 1/2 tablespoon of olive oil into a small skillet over medium heat. Put about 1/4 teaspoon minced garlic into the pan and sauté for 15 to 30 seconds, do not burn. Place kale in pan and sauté until kale is bright green and colorful. The final kale should be lightly coated with olive oil, brightly colored green, and quickly sautéed. This process shouldn't take long at all. Set aside. Assemble the 3 mason jars by filling them in the following order: 1. Green leaf lettuce, 2. Cherry tomatoes, 3. Cooked brown rice or pasta, 4. Cooked kale, 5. Cooked chicken, 6. Green onions. Now, combine all vinaigrette ingredients into a small mason jar or small bowl. Stir and set aside until ready to use. You may want to play around with the listed measurements for the ingredients, based on your personal tastes and preferences. For example, if you like a sweeter vinaigrette, add more honey and less Dijon mustard. Either way, just combine to your heart's content, friends. I like to add the vinaigrette separately when preparing to eat, as opposed to adding it with the salad to the mason jar initially. This method keeps the ingredients crisp. So that's all, folks. Now, happy lunching. And happy salading. What are your favorite local salad ingredients?